If you have a Bible, then it's time to dip into it. We're going to just focus on a few verses today. There might be one in the pew in front of you. There might be one that you can lean over someone's shoulder and have a peek at. But Abby's going to come and read for us. The page number is 1027. We're looking at Luke chapter 2, 1027. And we're going to be reading verses 8 down to 15.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Remember where we are. In some fields outside Bethlehem. That's where this story is taking place, the city of David, where Jesus has just been born. And in verse 8, we're taken just outside those city walls to a field. And if you were here on Sunday morning, and we found that the shepherds got a bit of a surprise. An angel appeared in front of them without any warning. And the angel had a message. The angel had a message of good news. A Saviour has been born called the Messiah, the Lord. And in the two verses that we're going to pick up, verses 13, 14 and 15, or three verses this morning, something then else happens after the angel has appeared. Did you see in verse 13? Look, if you've got your Bibles open, look down in verse 13 again. Because no sooner has the angel stopped speaking, then suddenly the angel is joined by something else. A great company of the heavenly hosts appears with this angel, praising God. Not sure if you've ever looked up into the sky at night. Last night was a great night to do that. Nice clear sky. And what do you see in the sky at night? Drones. Stars, yeah, planes, if you think of stars. Stars, isn't it? And I'm not sure if you've done this, but have you ever gone out when you were young maybe and just looked up and tried to count them? It's quite a task, isn't it? Or done the opposite with a scooping up a grain of sand or a handful of sand on the beach, and then one by one picked off the grains of sand and tried to count the grains of sand. It's impossible. And that's what we're to picture when we see these heavenly hosts. In some Christmas cards you get, you kind of have seven or eight dotted around, appearing to the shepherds. But this is a great multitude. In other words, there are so many you can't count them. They're lighting up the whole of the horizon of the sky, these heavenly hosts. And it would have been scary. And it would have been awesome. And what's made it even more awesome is what they're saying. They're praising God. Did you see that? They don't just appear. They appear and then they start praising. Start almost singing. And what do they sing? Well, it's down there, isn't it? Glory to God in the highest. So this great multitude, too many to count. They are all as one praising God. Glory to God, they're saying. You see, the angels are absolutely clear about what should be our focus, where our praise should go at Christmas. The angels give us that example. Glory to God. Someone's trying to join me in praising God as well, I can hear. And many of us will give praise today. Many of us will give praise out today. Who's looking forward to a nice roast lunch? Now, when you have that nice roast lunch, as long as it's not burnt, you give praise, don't you? You give praise to that person who's lovingly cooked that meal. You give praise when you receive that gift that you've been waiting for. Maybe it was on your Amazon checklist, so you knew it was coming anyway. But someone's bought it for you. And so you give them praise and thanks for buying that gift. You might even give praise to yourself at Christmas. You might even say, well, the gift I've given, I think, is one of the best gifts you can give. And so you feel good about yourself and you think, oh, I can praise myself for giving that gift. And yet these angels encourage us to give praise and glory and thanks to God by what they say, by their appearance. And hopefully that's one of the reasons why you gather on a Christmas Day morning service. There are a number of faces I recognize, a number of faces I don't recognize. And maybe this is the one time in the year that you come along to church. And we come along this morning to give praise and thanks and honor to God. And you're joining us in doing that. And in a sense, that's what we do most Sundays as church. We come together to give thanks and give praise to God. So if this is your only time in the year, why not come back and join us another time when we do this? But praise is directed to God. But also, did you see in verse 14 that the message, glory to God, but then it also speaks about something on earth. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Now, remember, the angels are praising God for the gift of this baby. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I would not link peace with a baby. Maybe it's just my children. Maybe you've had children that are perfectly peaceful. But you don't associate peace with a newborn child. They bring lots of things. They bring joy. They bring sleepless nights. They bring smells. But they don't always bring peace to your ears. And yet the peace that the angel's speaking of isn't a kind of audible peace. This is a peace in our hearts. See, that's what Jesus brings. Jesus brings the ability to be at peace with God. And that's the message of the angels. That word peace can sometimes be used as safety or as harmony. So you can be, through Jesus, safe with God, at harmony with God. That's what the angels are saying on this Christmas night. Now we try and be in favor with lots of people, don't we? Lots of things. We try and get in favor, be liked by our friends at school. We try and be in favor and be liked by people in church. We try and be in favor and be liked online, on social media. We constantly crave being liked and being favored by other people. And yet the birth of Jesus reminds us, actually, Jesus brings us being liked, being pleased by our Heavenly Father. There's no other way you can be liked or favored by God unless it's through Jesus. That's what the angels are saying. Jesus, later on in life, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Those are Jesus' words. Come to me and you can be at peace with God, Jesus says. That is exactly what the angels are saying at Jesus' birth. God's favor, God's peace comes through trusting in Jesus. So don't this morning and today reject that peace. Don't reject the offer, the invitation that Jesus offers, that the angels remind us of. Jesus will not turn anyone down who comes to him. Did you know that? He won't turn anyone down. You might approach someone to be your friend and might be fearful that you might be rejected. Jesus never is like that. Jesus will welcome you with loving arms. He will never turn you away. So what better day to think about that offer, to think about the embrace of Jesus, to think about being at peace with God, which is what Jesus provides, Jesus promises through his death. What better day to think about it than today when we celebrate his coming? And for those who already know this, what better day than to recommit our lives to him, to realize that he is our greatest gift. But more than that, he is our king. Is he your king? Because he can be, and he wants to be. And that's what at Christmas we celebrate, him coming as our king.